The Lord's provision. Do you recognize the fulfillment of God's promises in the small things? Luke 6:38 says, "Give and you will receive gifts." Many people rely on that verse financially and have testimonies that verify its truth, myself included. When I first returned to church after many years of absence, I put my last $7 in the offering. I went home to find a government check for $700. But do you recognize the same provision in simple things? In the spring, I replenished my flock of chickens after losing nearly all I had to a murdering weasel. After 5 or 6 months, the hens began to gradually lay eggs. When I started to gather a dozen or so each day, I began to run out of room in my fridge. I decided it was time to give some away, so I asked a few people at church, and then a few more, if they had a need. After fulfilling my free will offering, I found myself shorter than I had planned and decided I needed to hold on to the next day's provision. To my surprise, the next day brought 19 eggs into the house, 6 more than our record for these girls. That alone was worth rejoicing over, but wasn't the end of the blessing. Our flocks is a mix of 2 breeds, Australorps, which lay brown eggs, and Leghorns, which lay white. We wanted some Americanas, which lay blue eggs, but we weren't able to get them when we replenished the flock. Mysteriously, one of our gals began laying blue eggs. We don't know which one, but it's become a continual gift. Give and you will receive gifts, the full measure, compacted, shaken together, and overflowing, will be put right into your lap. For the measure which you measure out will be used to measure back to you. Luke 6:38. My eggs overflowed again, and a new color was added. It might not seem exciting to many, but for me, it is proof of the promise, encouraging, and an unexpected blessing, more than I asked for or imagined. That's the kind of God I serve. What's your story?